It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 20th, 1875, the Convention du Maître was signed in Paris, France. 17 nations established the International Bureau of Weights and Measures. 1891, the kinetoscope was first demonstrated at Edison's laboratory. In 1932, Amelia Earhart takes off from Newfoundland. 1958, the first patent for a satellite was obtained by Robert Bauman. The patent had a stipulation which the U.S. government could use the technology without paying royalties. 1990, the first light image was sent from the Hubble Space Telescope to Earth. 1988, the Apple Computer contracts with Quantum Computer Services to create Apple Link, the personal edition. The price was $6 to $15 per hour, $35 for software and the first year's subscription, and $35 per year for the following years. Also in 1988, Judge Robert Aguilar agrees to split the Apple Computer versus Microsoft case into two separate phases to decide if Microsoft had been licensed to use Macintosh features in Windows 2.03, and if necessary, to determine if Microsoft violated Apple's copyrights. 1993, Intel announced the availability of the Pentium processor. Prices started at $878 for 60 MHz and $965 for a 66 MHz Pentium processor. 1995, Microsoft and Intuit announced that they have agreed to terminate their planned merger after the United States Department of Justice began an investigation of whether or not the move would give Microsoft too much dominance in the personal finance software market. 1996, Apple Computer joins the Network Computer Coalition. 1997, Centaur Technology shows the first samples of its IDT C6 Pentium class microprocessor. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2002, Apple Computer released the iBook G3 mid-2002, available at 600 or 700 megahertz. 2004, a photo of Saturn's moon Titan taken by the Cassini was a better resolution than any Earth-based observation was released. 2005, the Consumer Product Safety Commission orders a recall of some Apple PowerBook G4 batteries. The recall notice stated that the internal short could cause the battery cells to overheat, posing a fire hazard. 2009, Virgin America enables go-go in-flight internet on all of their airplanes. Craigslist sued South Carolina Attorney General over their verbal attacks made on the site due to the adult nature. Also in 2009, Google deploys their Street View trikes to cover terrain cars just couldn't travel. And a jury rules in favor of i4i, a Toronto-based company, about patent infringements in Microsoft Word over XML tagging. Microsoft was ordered to pay $200 million. 2011, Google scraps their newspaper scanning project. And in 2013, Yahoo acquired Tumblr for $1.1 billion. Now, Yahoo said nothing on Tumblr would change, and that included Tumblr's pornographic section. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.